Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindset. Let's get into the podcast. Yo, what's up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. We're going to go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Yeah, I know I've been on a little hiatus, been MIA for a little bit, but been going through some things in my personal life. End up losing my cousin, younger cousin of mine, as well as my dad not too long after that. So I really just been taking some time to grieve, get back to enjoying the little things out of life, and just really focusing on family time, building that family environment back up, especially with me and my wife. And just, like I said, just grieving, really taking that time to figure out how I really feel, what I'm going to do next, and just mentally get myself back on the note to where I can do the podcast. I've done some reading and researching and things of that nature. And of course, soul searching, praying, just all types of things just to really, like I said, get myself back in the mindset to where I can do the podcast and just get to a point to where I can progress in my grieving experience. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. That's why I've been out for a little bit. I do want to thank all my listeners for continuing to listen. I know some people have said that they went back and listened to other episodes. We also gained some new listeners, so I'm very thankful for that. And really just shout out to y'all for the support and the continued prayers and really just overall support, man. It's been great. The listeners have been growing. Things have been growing with the podcast. So yeah, I just want to thank you all for that. And we'll get right into today's topic of discussion. As I said earlier, I took some time to grieve. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about grief, and grief is really defined as a trouble or annoyance, deep sorrow. Grief is also defined as a natural response to loss and the emotional suffering that you feel when someone or something you love is taken away. You know, with grief can come a wave of different emotions, difficult and unexpected emotions on top of that. They tend to range from like shock, anger, disbelief, guilt, or of course, you know, extreme sadness, that deep sorrow that I mentioned prior. Grief isn't something that is just emotional. It can affect your physical, making it to where, you know, you can't eat or sleep, your mental health, making it to where you can't think. I know after I lost my younger cousin, I called myself going back to work and the next day and kind of just going to work through it, kind of help take my mind off of things. And I really just found myself sitting there stuck, not able to work, not really able to think about anything. Needless to say, I didn't make it through the whole day, and that's one thing that grief can do. It can affect your mental state. Your make it to where you can't sleep. I know after I lost my dad, I had a few different nightmares, just different thoughts and things of that nature that kept me up all night, and then, of course, you know, I couldn't sleep or couldn't eat either. So grief isn't just emotional. It affects your physical being. You know, if you aren't able to eat and sleep, you tend to get to where you lose weight. Some people eat more when they're grieving and can result in you gaining weight. So yeah, it's important to know that these are normal reactions to grief, to the loss that we experience, whether, like I said, it be something or someone. And don't think that grief is just from the loss of someone. You know, you can lose your health, you can go through a divorce, lose your job or financial stability. You could experience a miscarriage, retirement can cause grief. The loss of a pet can cause grief. I did grieve tremendously when we lost our dog Polo. Shout out to my boy Poe. You know, the loss of a cherished dream, that can cause you to grieve. If you're an athlete and you find out you can no longer use your arms or your legs, and that dream of making it big is taken away from you, that can definitely cause you to grieve. And the loss of a friendship, you know, that can cause you to grieve. The loss of a family home or safety in your life. You know, you read a lot of times that after someone's robbed, they're grieving their safety. You know, they lost their safety, so that's something that they're grieving on. That's something that they feel that they can never get back a lot of times. So grief isn't just losing someone. Subtle loss can trigger grief, but whatever the case may be, it's personal to you. If you lose something significant, whether it be something or someone significant to you, and you lose that, it's normal to grieve. You know, grief is something that I've realized is going to be a part of our everyday lives. Grief is going to be something that we experience throughout our lifetime. And while there's no wrong or right way to grieve, I've found a few things throughout my experience that I've had to do that has helped me throughout my process or throughout my experience. And it's really just helped me take each day as it comes. And the first, I say the first, I don't want it to sound like a list or anything, but this is more or less just the first thing that I have written down. But anyways, the first is acknowledging my pain. And then accept that grief can trigger many different and unexpected emotions. Next, it was find a way to go forward. Seek face-to-face support from people who care. And understand that my process is unique. This to me was like the most important thing that I've had to tell myself and had to get an understanding of, is that my process or my experience is completely different from anybody else's. But as we get into these, I want to continue to express that there is no single way to react to grief. This is simply just how I manage things and how I took the time to do these things or tell myself these things so that I can continue to go forward. I don't want it to sound like, you know, you do these certain steps or anything like that and you'll instantly feel better. Like I said, each experience, each process that we go through is unique to us. So I don't want you to think that or judge yourself or think that you should be behaving in a different way or try to put a timetable on your grief. I can't say this enough. Grieving takes time. You know, the healing process takes time. So, again, there's no right or wrong way to do it. This is just simply a few things that I've done to help me continue to move forward. And the first we said, acknowledge my pain. I had to realize that it was better to acknowledge my pain, acknowledge what I was going through, as opposed to taking the approach that I was. Like I mentioned earlier, when my younger cousin passed away, I was like, you know, the next day I can just go to work to help take my mind off of it, and you know, keep your head down, keep going through everyday life, and it won't hurt as bad, and it'll pass. And actually, I end up making things worse. I kind of made my emotions a bit more unstable. I found myself angry at times, and kind of lashing out here and there. And it really just made things harder on myself, and I had to come to terms with it and actually face it. I had to realize that I couldn't drink my way through it or ignore it or blame anybody, but actually come face to face with my feelings and try to take it from there. As I was reading a few things, I came across an article, and there's a writer, Earl Gruelman. He put it in a way that really helped me actually start to get the ball rolling and start, as I call it, to make progress within myself. And he said the only cure for grief is to grieve. And the only way to do that is to, or the only way for me to do that was to acknowledge what I was going through, acknowledge my pain, and deal with those emotions as they came. I've been accepting that my grief can trigger many different unexpected emotions, and that was okay. The anger that I would feel sometimes, that's okay to feel. That's okay. It's okay to feel those unexpected emotions. Now, what you do after you feel those, or how you react to those, can be healthy, or they can be can set you back a little bit. You know, some days, of course, are more manageable than others, and it can be something as simple as a photo, a smell, a commercial. Anything can trigger a wave of painful emotions, and you know, it's not really something that you can plan ahead for. And we have to accept, or I've had to accept, that that's okay. I'm not going to be able to plan for everything. I'm not going to be able to know what's next. I'm not going to be able to know when I may end up crying or laughing uncontrollably or wanting to punch something. It's okay to feel those emotions. And, you know, I've to realize that while I can't prepare for those subtle things or those things that do come up, I can prepare for upcoming holidays, anniversaries, birthdays, things that I know will likely trigger my grief, and get with my family and friends ahead of time and kind of come up with a plan and agree on the best ways we are gonna mark those occasions. But it is okay to feel those different waves of emotions. They are gonna come. You, like I said, there you can't plan for those unexpected, but things that can help things go a little smoother in life, more manageable, I should say, is preparing for those things that you know are gonna trigger you. And then, of course, just finding a way to go forward. I felt that was something that was very difficult, but also something that I needed to do, something that was a must. You know, I can't wallow in the same. I really don't know how to put this, but I can't keep replaying the same days that I found out that those things happened, and just kind of living in those few days. You know, I do have to move forward, and move forward doesn't mean that the pain is going to go away, and it definitely doesn't mean that we're forgetting that special thing, or in my case, that special loved one. going forward is more or less really just making it to the next minute, the next hour, the next day, without letting my grief become depression. A lot of us carry losses with us throughout life, and we know and have experienced and have lived to tell that the pain doesn't ever go away, but it does become more bearable. And the main thing is remembering that, remembering those memories and the love that we had and experienced with that special someone will always remain. You know, again, finding a way to go forward doesn't mean forgetting anybody, forgetting anything that we've done together. Forgetting any memories, it doesn't mean that. It really just means making it to, like I said, that next minute without letting depression take over. And another thing that I found real helpful is seeking out face-to-face support. I mean, this has been very, 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 very beneficial. Very beneficial. You know, one of the things while grieving is, one of the most important things, rather, is to feel heard, to feel loved and supported by those that we lean on. There's nothing worse than reaching out to someone, telling them how you feel, and it kind of falls on deaf ears. And a lot of times, the people that we reach out to are our family and close friends, but you know, there's times that we do reach out to those closest to us and they struggle to know how to help. Not everybody knows how to help everybody or be there for everybody. Sometimes it makes things awkward for them, especially if they see you as somebody that's always smiling, happy-go-lucky, and then, you know, you're crying and you need help. A lot of times it doesn't come easy for them. It makes things hard for them. And sometimes that causes those closest to us to actually avoid us, say something that they don't mean or out of character, or even just lose patience. And for me, this is something that could and did cause me to want to isolate. But I realized that I can't let their actions lead me to a place of isolation that in turn that can lead to depression. You know, it's not actually me that they're uncomfortable with. I think it's more so the situation. And I've had to turn to those who have shown that they can actually listen and provide comfort, or just sit with me or sit with us during our difficult times and just actually be there. It's important to find those, and I've definitely found that in my wife. She's been there for me. She's been somebody that, like I said, that you can just sit there with or actually listen. And again, like I said, sometimes it's those that are closest to us that we reach out to, and they can't handle that. And it's important not to let that lead to you wanting to isolate or lead to you actually isolating yourself from others, because it can lead to depression. But in this situation, or in any other situation, really, it's okay to widen your social circle. And I'm not saying just go out and find new friends, but those who you wouldn't normally talk to about things that, you know, are there in your life and they've said that they are there for you, it's okay to reach out to that unlikely source and actually find the help and comfort and support that you need. And to me, really, the most important thing that I've had to learn, and I consistently tell myself or constantly tell myself, is that my process, like I said earlier, is unique. Nobody else's experience is the same as mine. You know, they may have gone through something similar, but again, my process is my process. And, you know, at times we hear my process or the grieving process, and we think of steps or a series of things that we got to do to feel better. And that's not the case. You know, how you grieve is how you grieve. There's no right or wrong way to it. Grief is not something that's predictable. And from that, grief isn't something that can be put into a box or a series of steps that we can do to get to the next step or to get to where we feel better or to get to where the pain doesn't go away. Don't think that you should feel a certain way at a certain time or think that because someone else has gone through something similar to what you have and they seem to be doing fine. Each person's experience is different. Do not compare yourself to anybody else. Don't think that, you know, you have to do this like somebody else did. Don't even think that because I'm telling you the few things that I've done to help me, don't think that that's something that you have to do. I'm more or less just sharing my experience in hopes to help somebody else and help keep somebody from falling into the depression stage of grief. But again, your experience is just that. It's your own, and your process is your own. Grieving is something that is very, very individual. It's a individual experience, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. You know, how we grieve depends on so many different things, whether it's our personality, our coping styles, life experiences, our faith, the significance that loss had on us. And I can't say it enough that, you know, grief takes time. Healing takes time, and it's not something that can be forced or rushed or put into steps or anything like that. Grief is really something that they call a case-by-case thing, and there's no normal way to do it. People begin to feel better at different times, whether it be weeks or months or years or whatever. Your grief experience is, and I really can't express this enough, it's your own. It's your experience. So really, more or less, just be patient with yourself. Believe in yourself and try to let things happen more naturally. Don't be afraid to try to move forward. Don't think that in any way that you're forgetting that person or that thing or that experience. Don't think that, because moving forward is simply, like I said, making it to the next day. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to let yourself do that. But also in that same breath, carry those memories, carry that love, and embrace it. Embrace those emotions. You know, if you have days where you're crying, embrace that. Let yourself cry. Don't try to hold it in. Don't be afraid to laugh. That's something that's really helped me. My dad was a very funny person. There's a lot of times that I hear certain quotes or see certain things on TV, and I find myself laughing. And it has been helpful for me, and just really just helping me to actually move forward each day. And like I said, the pain never goes away. I know it will never go away. But those memories and that love that he provided, that memory and just experience overall with him is something that will never go away as well. That pain will be there, but those things will be there also. So, don't be afraid to let yourself grow. Don't try to grow through your pain, but grow around it. And I'll leave you like I always leave. If you guys found this helpful in the slightest bit of ways, you think this may help someone else, please like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. We have a few new things coming as far as I'm working on trying to get a Facebook page and a Instagram page set up for the podcast, just to make it easier for you guys to communicate your questions and comments. But for now, of course, you can reach me at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. And again, I can't thank you guys enough for your continued support and love. And I look forward to seeing you guys at the next episode.